I make a statement regarding Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, say
after her national anthem performance
at the Indy 500.
At the Indy 500, that she and maybe Carrie Underwood are the only American idols.
The only American idols. Most successful, I think you should say.
I'm just going to say the only American idols. Immediately I open that up.
Yeah.
And Kelly throws in a Chris Daughtry, to which people say, Daughtry didn't even win American Idol.
That's true. He came
in like third.
But your
argument is shaky at best.
Listen.
And now people are saying
success-wise, he's been successful in music.
Scotty McCreary. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
What about Jennifer Hudson, people are saying?
Yes, she's very successful.
I get that all these people have had success after American Idol. But my statement, and I'm going to stand by it, Kelly Clarkson is the American Idol.
Can I just say
Maybe Carrie Underwood.
Out of all of the reality singing competition shows that have existed in the world, they have the best track record of having successful contestants move on and have actual careers. Can we say that? Can we agree on that?
They have a very impassioned audience, to which another text message rolled in and said, I love Chris Daughtry.
Yes, see?
Have seen him in concert several times.
Success.
He puts on an amazing show.
Yes, he does.
He came in fourth to Carrie Underwood, and look how amazing he is.
Look how amazing.
He won't be forgotten.
A lot of success stories.
Ever.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Right.
I agree. I am saying that franchise has the most success stories than any other reality competition series.
The only American idols.
You should stop talking, sir. These are fighting words.
Kelly Clarkson. Listen, and maybe as an honorable mention, Carrie Underwood.
We do not. Honorable mention?
Yeah. Hey, sometimes, Kelly, you got to make some bold statements.
Listen, you don't need to divide our audience at this time.
Well,
why are you sending us into this dark, dark place of division? Why do that, sir?
Sometimes it's got to be said.
What? No, it doesn't. Why couldn't you just say, hey, Kelly Clarkson was amazing at singing the anthem at the Indy 500? Why couldn't you just said that?
Anybody could have said that.
Well, okay. And then you could have played the clip and we'd go on with our lives. Now you have divided us, sir.
That's why I think that you come to this morning show is to get things that you don't get from any other boring morning
show. I'm going to have to stress eat right now.
Oh.
Someone get me some chocolate.
Sam texts and says, Kelly, I'll buy Ben a muzzle. Okay.
Thank you.
Another text message, I couldn't agree with Ben more about Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood. See?
Oh.
Mike Ice, our buddy of the show, he texts in, Ben Davis, I agree.
Mike!
Another text message, Ben's right. See? Here's the thing.
Not true.
Here's the thing.
If you look at the overall success of the contestants that have come from that show.
The only difference between me and the people is... Got a microphone.
Are you now declaring that you're the voice of the people?
I have a megaphone of what the people want to say.
You're the voice of the people.
They want to say this.
No, that's not
They just don't have the forum to which to say it.
Nope.
Anyways. Can we move on?
No. You've divided us, sir. Now I'm looking at you with, like, glaring eyes. I'm shooting laser beams of hate towards you.
Why? Because
right
I said that Kelly and Carrie, as an honorable mention, are the only American idols.
You can't say honorable mention with Carrie Underwood!
I'm saying that's a good thing.
No, it's not.
That's a good
thing. No, it is not at all,
To be
sir.
In...
No. Nope. Nope. Nobody. Nope. Nope.
Anyways.
Oh, I'm sweating.
We can move past...
I'm sweating!
I have that effect on women.
So angry. Why do I care so much?
I don't know.
I don't know why I care so much.
Kelly's triggered.
I want to go back to not caring.
Oh, my. Did you hear what they were saying on DJX this morning? Oh, my.